Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another Fireside Chat with Danny Inney. Today we're going to be talking about a topic that means a lot to any of you who have an online business. There is a ton of misinformation out there about product launches, and there's a pretty good reason for that. Everyone who's teaching how to do it is usually in the middle of one themselves. Launches are an issue that can seem, at first glance, much more complex than they really are, and we'd like to set the record straight. Allow me to say once and for all that crafting a product launch does not have to be that difficult. In fact, it can be quite simple once you have the right framework to look at it through. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of the how-tos, Danny, can you talk a little bit about why product launches are seen as such complex things?
Sure. They're complex because, on the one hand, there seem to be a lot of moving parts. And like anything else that you're looking at from the outside in without a real degree of expertise, you don't know which of these parts are really important and which of these parts also kind of just happen to be there. And that can make it all look very complicated. And you see this all the time all over the place. There are massively expensive courses that teach you just how to do a product launch. There are blog posts with, 40-step checklists of all the things that you have to go through. And it makes this whole process seem a lot more complicated than it really is. The other issue is that most of the information out there about how to do an effective product launch is locked away inside some training course, and you only hear about it when other people are doing a launch. And then there's a kind of conflict of interest, in a sense, in that they don't want to make it sound simple or easy, because if it sounds simple or easy, why would you spend thousands and thousands of dollars learning it from them?
So hopefully we won't be ruining anyone's business model by doing this, but in the post below this podcast, or if you're listening on iTunes, you can find this on firepolemarketing.com, you'll find a downloadable worksheet that you'll be able to use to outline the details of your own launch as we talk about it. There are blank spaces for you to fill in your personal information that have to do with your business. So either get that right now or you can get it later and come back and listen again. Now that that's out of the way, the first thing that you need to do is choose the timing for your launch, when you want to have it, and how long you want it to be. Danny, what are important things for people to keep in mind when they're making this first decision?
Sure, and keep in mind that what we're really looking at defining right now is a start date and an end date. It's just two dates. When are you going to open the cart, basically, and when are you going to close the cart? And so some things you want to think about are, how long do you want the launch to go on? You want to make sure you have enough time for people to read your emails, catch up if they're a little behind, and still go ahead and sign up for what you're offering. But you don't want it to be so long that it kind of drags on and there's no sense of urgency. So depending on what you're doing, anything from just under a week to just over a few weeks is probably a good window for the launch that you're looking to do. Tuesdays and Thursdays are usually good days to open and close carts, just because more people read their emails on those days, but different audiences are different. So if you're not sure, then just go with Tuesday or Thursday. Otherwise, you can do your own testing or know what's good for your audience. The other consideration that might be of interest is that a lot of people get paid on the 1st and 15th of the month. And so what you might want to do is plan your launch so that the cart opens just a little bit after that. That isn't such a big deal in most cases. I wouldn't worry about it if the timing doesn't work out. But if you have the choice, then why not? Take advantage of that extra little thing that might be going for you. And most importantly, of course, you want it to fit within the schedule of everything else that you've got going on. It's got to be a time that works well for you, because if the timing doesn't work well for you, you're not going to do a very good job of it. So think about when is a good time on the calendar that would work for you, should be convenient for your audience, and will give you enough time to prepare everything that you might need for the launch and set up your start date and your end date, just those two dates for the launch. That's the first step.
Okay, yeah, and that's easy. Anyone can pick two dates. Perfect. So if you've got your worksheet now, you can fill in a potential start and end date, and you can always go back and shift these around a little bit later if you need to. In terms of structure for your launch, both the start and the end date are going to get an email. The cart is open email and the cart is closed email. So the next thing you have to do is add another little block of time before you send that cart is open email, which is going to be your pre-launch window. Danny, how long should that be and what should be included?
So let's first talk about what goes in there. The purpose of your pre-launch window is that you don't come out of the blue, no one having any idea what you're talking about, saying, hey, my product is available, come buy it. What you want to do is build some interest, build some anticipation, give people an opportunity to see themselves in that idealized story of what their life would be like if they had your product or your service or whatever it is that you're offering. So basically, warm them up to your offer a little bit. Now, that can be as simple as sending out a single email saying, hey, remember my awesome training that you guys have all been loving and wanting to get into? Well, I'm opening it up in 2 days. It can be as simple as that. Or it can be much longer, more complex, more involved. And there are a few questions that you want to explore when deciding how much of a pre-launch window you want to allow before your launch. The first question is, how warm is your list? Are they used to hearing from you? Are they engaging with you on a regular basis? Which, if you're listening to our stuff and following our work here at Firepole Marketing, I hope the answer to that is yes. If the answer is yes, then all you need to do is warm them up to this specific offer and you're good to go. If they're not used to hearing from you, if they're not very well engaged, maybe you need a longer process to warm up that list, to get them familiar with interacting with you again. But let's assume that they are familiar with you, they do like your stuff, you just need a short window to warm them up. This could be as simple as, if you're launching on a Tuesday, you're going to start your pre-launch the previous Thursday, maybe the previous Tuesday at the most. Now this can be as simple as having one or two emails saying, this is coming, here's why you're going to want it, get excited, etc. Or you can throw in some extra things, maybe give away a free piece of content that might be attractive to people to get them really excited about what you're going to be offering and teaching. Maybe you want to do a little contest to build some anticipation, to get people to really see what their lives would be like if they had it, to get them to visualize a little bit. There are lots of things that you can do, and don't get too hung up on the specifics. The basic idea is, how can you get people excited about what you've got coming? The second thing you want to think about is, how relevant, how applicable is your offer to all of your list, and how aggressive are you expecting to be over the course of the launch? And we'll talk about that specifically a bit later, but the long and short of it is, if it's only relevant to a subset of your list, or if you're planning on being quite aggressive, you don't want to hammer lots of people with lots of emails that they're not interested in receiving. So in that case, you can set up your pre-launch window as a way of not only building excitement, but giving people an opportunity who are excited to raise their hands and get onto an interest list. So maybe you have to opt in to get this special content that is exactly what your training is about. Or maybe they have to opt into a list in order to participate in your contest. And then the majority, if not all, of your launch materials can then go out only to that interest list, so that you don't bother everyone else on your launch who's not really interested at this time anyway.
So you'll also see on your worksheet that there is a section for your pre-launch window that you can now populate with the different points of contact in the form of emails, points of contact, or a more defined interest list. So the next step is to populate in a similar way your launch window between the open and close point dates. You want to be able to send as many emails as possible as long as you have a good reason to do so. Another thing you're going to want to keep in mind is trying to deal with objections that people may have about buying without them having to ask. Danny, can you talk in a little more detail about the kind of messages that need to go in a launch sequence?
Sure. So the key insight that you need to keep in mind as you plan out your launch is that on the one hand, and these are kind of two opposing ideas, on the one hand, you want as many opportunities as you can to remind people to buy your stuff. On the other hand, you can never email people just to say, hey, by the way, buy my stuff. You always need a quote-unquote excuse. And so the cart opening and the cart closing is a good excuse, because even though you're going to tell them, hey, you should probably buy my stuff, the purpose of the email is to update them about news. The cart has opened. This is something that has changed. There is now an opportunity that's available to you. The cart is closing. It's your last chance. Time is running out. And yes, it plays into scarcity and urgency and all that kind of stuff. But at its core, there's new information that you're offering to people when you send that email. So over the course of the launch, between the cart open and the cart close, you want to send as many emails as you can without annoying people, but you can only send an email when you have a good excuse to do so. So it could be that people have been asking you a lot of questions, so you want to send people in anticipation of other people having those questions too. Here are some answers to some common questions I've been getting. That's a good excuse to send an email. Or here's something that I've added to the offer, a bonus or a change or something. Or here's something I wanted to clarify about the offer. Or here's some food for thought that I have to put on the table. It could be anything at all, as long as it is not just, hey, buy my stuff. Because, you know, that's just pushy and annoying. That's like someone just sending out a flyer. We don't do that. Smart marketers don't do that. People who work in the space of engagement and relationships, we don't do that. We don't just send out, hey, buy my stuff. So you have to have a good excuse, a valuable piece of information to offer, along with that reminder for them to buy your stuff.
So at the root of it, that pretty much is your launch. It's a pre-launch window and then a series of emails and points of contact that happen in between when the cart opens and the cart closes. There's only one more kind of important thing that you want to do during your launch, and that is split testing to learn what works best for your audience and how you can get the best conversions going forward and for all of the other activities that you do. Split testing is another one of those things that can seem really complicated, which I can personally verify, as if you're keeping up with Project ABC updates, you know I'm learning to do right now. But once you get going, it's actually fairly straightforward. Denny, could you talk about how to split test and what kind of things you should be testing and why that's important?
Sure. So split testing, for those of you who are not sure what we're talking about, is about the idea of having two variations of whatever piece of sales material, collateral, or whatever it is that you're using. Two variations, they're exactly the same except for one difference, and then measuring the results that you get from each one. So for example, maybe we have the same sales letter but a different headline on each version. We want to see which headline generates more sales. You're going to do it using technology like my favorite tool is Visual Website Optimizer. There are others that you can look for. It does cost some money, not a lot, but the trade-off is that it's powerful, it's effective, and it's very easy to use. And when you're looking at something like this, you're just not going to use it if it's complicated. So it's absolutely worth the time. It's worth the money. Will it take you an hour or two to set it up the first time? Yes, it will. Will you have to do a little bit of figuring out? Yes, probably. But the benefits you're going to get, both in terms of increased sales probably during this launch, and in terms of the learning that you're going to bring to the table every time you launch something, will be huge. And you can actually, we'll include a link below this podcast. So if you're listening to this on iTunes, just go to Fireful Marketing and find it. But we'll include a link to an example of a very complex sales letter split test that we ran when we launched our Marketing That Works program just last month, and how that test ended up generating about 5 or 6 times the sales that we otherwise would have made. So very, very significant differences can be made there. As to what you should test, I'd say start small. Focus on getting set up with the technology if this is your first time, and test 2 different headlines for the page. If you've already tested that or you want more stuff to test, then think about testing the text on the button or the color of the buttons for the checkout. There are a ton of things that you could test, but in the interest of simplicity, start with something easy and then work your way up. And I have written a very long and detailed post about how and why and what everything you need to know basically with regards to split testing, and we'll include a link to that in the post below as well.
So just to recap really briefly, to plan an effective product launch, what you need to do are determine cart open dates, cart close dates, establish a pre-launch window, and populate that with the different points of contact you're going to be making with your list, and then populate the launch window with the different marketing and news messages you have to send your list in order to give them the information they need to make a good buying decision. And then you have to split test to make sure that you are getting the highest conversions possible. And that really is all there is to it. Denny, do you have anything else to add about the process so that people should know?
Just that you don't have to get it all right the first time. Marketing, like anything else that is really worth learning and doing, is a process of iterative improvement. Now, we're not going to pretend that everything we just said is easy as pie. You just copy down what we said and you're done. It's more than that, but we're not looking at brain surgery. We're not looking at something that is unbelievably complicated. We are looking at something that if you put a little bit of elbow grease into it, you can definitely get right the first time.
So that about wraps things up for us today. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this. I hope it has made the whole launching process easier for you. And if you know someone else who has been going through the process of a launch or having difficulty with it, I hope you'll send this podcast to them and just take the mystery out of this whole procedure. I'd love to know what your experience with launches has been, so leave a comment or send an email to megan@firepolemarketing.com. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes, and we will see you in the next Fireside Chat with Danny Innie.